Hello, I'm Noah Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Plano, Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth, of which Plano is a part. And I said to you, sent by God, to you with the gospel of the Lord Jesus. We are ministering the night of our home in Plano, Texas. Amen. In Plano, Texas. Ministering the power of God. Amen. Amen. I want to talk to you about the body of Christ. I want to talk to you about Jesus. I want to talk to you about the 12 apostles. I want to talk to you about Paul, the apostle. Then I want to tell you about the church, about the body of Christ. All right? Are you ready? Wherever you're at, gird up your loins. Be men and women. Be tough. Be strong. Don't be wimps. Jesus was the Son of God, born of a virgin, and in Bethlehem, was about 30 years of age. God anointed him with the Holy Ghost and power. And went around doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That's Acts 10:38. Amen. But Jesus said in Matthew 10, he was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. KD, would you read that verse in Matthew 10?
It's Matthew 10:5-6. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city the Samaritans enter you not. 6, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
That's where he sent them, and they were Jews. Right?
Right.
He said some other place he was not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He wasn't sent to the Gentiles. But the lost sheep of the house of Israel. All you researchers can look at it. Amen. Now, and he sent the 12. They were Jews. The lost sheep, the house of Israel. And Peter became the apostle of the apostles to the Jews. That's what Peter was. Then, in Acts chapter 9, the apostle Paul was sent by God to the Gentiles. KD, would you read those verses?
That's verse 15, and this is the Lord speaking to Ananias about Paul. The Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, to bear my name before the Gentiles, and kings, and the children of Israel.
You see, Jesus, I was sent to the Jews, and he chose 12 apostles. The apostle Paul came on later. And he was sent by Jesus to the Gentiles. So, we're going to talk about the body of Christ. We're going to talk about the body of Christ. If you would bear with me and with honesty and integrity. Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
And God set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues.
That God sent that in the church. And that changed. And that's a change. Amen. First apostles. Now, the apostle Paul wrote this, or he spoke these words. And we have seen that in Acts 9, the apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles. Now, I don't know about you, but I was born Irish, Scottish, English, German. That makes me a Gentile. In Romans 2:28-29, it tells me that I've been changed to a Jew when I received the Jew Jesus. Romans 2:28-29. He's not a Jew that's a Jew outwardly, but he's a Jew who's a Jew inwardly. That's what I am. Apostle. Jesus Christ in me. Jesus Christ in me. Not Doyle Davidson, the veterinarian, or the Scot, or the Irish, or the English, or the German. But Jesus Christ, the Jew in me. That's who I am. Hallelujah. To preach his gospel. Amen. Amen. So, we saw in 1 Corinthians 12 that 28 God sent first in the church an apostle. First an apostle, then a prophet, then a teacher. Alright? Now, I'm not now a member of any denomination in the world. I was a Methodist, a United Methodist. I was a lay speaker in the United Methodist Church of McKinney, Texas. Oh, yes. Acknowledged and sent by them. By the Bishop Stowe, of whom I met and talked to. Very nice man. Very nice man. And he knew that I was ordained by his district, where he was bishop, to be a lay speaker. I praise God for Bishop Stowe. I thank God for it, and all of his friends and his people. Amen. So, I wasn't just someone that didn't know anything about true religion. But I was somebody that grew up in a Methodist religion. Northern Methodist, then John Wesley Methodist. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And God said, first in the church, an apostle. So today, I'm here to tell you, God sent me as an apostle in the church, the body of Christ, both to the Gentile and to the Jew of Israel, or wherever they're at. I'm a Jew, everything. in my heart. I do. Oh, once I heard a friend, a man I never met but listened to. I loved him. I love him today. He is my brother, Ben Sweat. And I was a blind man. And I was at one of his meetings in Irving, Texas. And he said he was in a bad position. He was a sinner. I read about him. I'm not going to talk about what he said, but I guarantee you I could repeat it. And he said something that shocked me. He said a rich Jew came to the place where he was. And saved him. And that rich Jew was Jesus Christ. Oh, I was shocked. That rich Jew saved me. Amen. Hallelujah. So, God, and then he called me to be an apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, and evangelist. Oh, what a blessing. What a blessing that God has bestowed upon this man that's speaking. What a blessing. What a great blessing. So, I want to talk about the church. Romans, pardon me, 1 Corinthians 12, 28. God said, first in church, apostle, prophet, teacher. Now, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth. And I want my wife, K.D., to read from what verse is it?
13, 14, and 15.
Would you read those there?
13, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it. Because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work what sort it is. If any man's work abide which he hath built thereon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. I'm sorry, we need to include verse 12. Now if any man build upon this foundation, gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest.
Yes. That's right, dear. All that is what I was after. But could we back up maybe to verse 7 or 8 and incorporate that with what you've just read? What does verse 7 say?
It says, so then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Oh, how about back up to verse 5? We have a reverse in our ministry.
Who then is Paul, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom you believed, even as the Lord gave to every man? I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Proceed, please.
So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither is he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with God.
Oh, laborers together with God. That's a good partner to be working with us.
I'd say so, yes.
I think so. Would you proceed, ma'am?
You are God's husbandry. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. Let every man take heed how he buildeth thereon. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Now we're talking. And we see the Apostle Paul was a wise master builder to the Gentiles. That was us. Now, and he laid the foundation. He taught the doctrine. The proper doctrine of Jesus Christ. to the Gentiles and to the Jews too. Amen. He taught the right doctrine. He taught the truth. It's appropriate today. Now, he said, he had laid the foundation. And if any man, let every man that build thereupon build, take heed how he builds. Because what he builds upon that is going to be tried with fire. All right? Now, hay, wood, hay, stubble, silver, gold, precious stones. And what I love about God is you can really mess up. Oh, you can really mess up. And God, your work will burn up, but God will save you. Oh, that was a great revelation. I'd have to be afraid if I, oh, a smart ass. Yes, I said ass. Because that's what you are. You walk humbly, not as a smart aleck, and do God's will. But a smart ass is a stubborn, dumb mule that won't listen to anybody but themselves. Right? Amen. But if you will sincerely desire to serve God and do what you believe God is telling you, your work may burn up, but by golly, oh, that'll make a lot of religious people mad. By golly. Amen. Oh, yeah. You can sincerely desire to seek God, and His work may, your work may be burned up, but your spirit will be saved. Oh, what a loving Savior we have. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. I love to hear Ernie Haas sing that song. When the, what are they called? Friends? Anyway, I love, and I've had that song played on my broadcast. Oh, what a Savior. Hallelujah. Amen. What a Savior. That song was written, I believe, by a Baptist in 1920s. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, that's Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, what a Savior. And He will take you to heaven. No, not if you just be a rebel, but if you sincerely are seeking to do His will. His will. Teaching His word. Not yours, but His. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. Jesus of Nazareth. A great blessing. Thank God. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, what verse is it? What says God is set in a church? No, it talks about apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists.
Verse 11. And He gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers.
Right.
For the perfecting of the saints.
And He gave them to the church for the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry for the edification of the body of Christ. Did you know that he said first in the church an apostle, and that apostle makes apostles and prophets, and that the prophet makes prophets, and then teachers, pastors, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. And all of them are put in the church for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ. Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior. If I had Ernie Hoss's song, I'd play it now. Oh, good friends, quartet. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. What a blessing. I have talked to Ernie Hoss on the telephone. I love that guy. Oh, what a Savior. Amen. Amen. And back, if I could find that song by Art Ernie and the Good Friends Quartet, I'm going to put it up after this audio. Amen. Oh, what a Savior. That's in the book of Hebrews. He is able to save us to the utmost. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior he has been to this sermon. Amen. Now, God is building his church. I believe I've said all tonight that I need to. But there'll be more coming. Maybe tomorrow I will be encouraging the church to believe that the Bible, what Jesus came to do to the Jews, and what Peter, as an apostle to the Jews was, but what the apostle Paul was in Acts 9, and to the Gentiles, the apostle to the Gentiles, of which I also am an apostle today to the Gentile and the Jew. I have said enough for tonight. God bless you. Love you. See you next time. Don't listen. Good night.